time. JCPenney, make it count.
Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Your Thunder Country weather update for all of southern Iowa, where we have fog moving in on the overnight and lingering until around 11 a.m. on our Tuesday. It's going to be a cloudy Tuesday, your high around 37. For your Christmas Day, mostly cloudy, the high around 40 degrees. Thursday's high around 48. And for our Friday, a 50% chance of rain. Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pat Powers, news director here at KIIC. We've got two things going on today. We've got Just Start Talking as well as What's Up, Albia. With us is Dan Johnson, Monroe County Sheriff. And Dan, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Welcome into the studio here.
Thank you.
As things are starting to wind down with your career, we'll get to that a little later on, but tell the folks a little bit about yourself growing up. Where'd you grow up at, and what'd you like to do as a kid?
Okay. Grew up in Sumner, Iowa, which is in Bremer County, northeast Iowa. Went to Sumner High School, graduated there, enjoyed hunting and fishing as a kid, pulling pranks on friends, doing stuff kids did, and not gotten near as much trouble as we do now.
Okay.
Worked construction for masonry company in my younger days when I first got out of high school, back in the early 80s. The economy went south, so I went to Hawkeye Tech for criminal justice. Graduated there in 1988, was hired for a small town of Lawler, Iowa, which is in Chickasaw County, and then hired here in Albia for the police department starting July 1st of 1988.
Okay.
And been here ever since.
Okay. All right. So a northern Iowa, northeast Iowa transplant a little bit. You talked about hunting and fishing. A lot of trout up there as well. Is that what you like to do?
No, I catfished mainly. There's several creeks up there that have trout. We did it a couple times. I didn't enjoy that near as much just sitting there and fishing at night.
Good.
Late night fishing.
Good. All right. So you talked a little bit about going to school up there at Hawkeye. And tell us about that. It was a two-year program. Is that correct?
Correct. It was a two-year program. I believe I was the oldest one in my class that year. Had a lot of 18, 19-year-olds. I was 25, I believe, when I started.
Did you feel out of place, or did you have those other kids, the younger kids, look up to you?
Felt out of place because a lot of them, they went out partying and drinking after class, and I went home, went to a job, worked afternoons after I got off school, and on weekends worked construction. Had a little one that eventually passed away because of a heart condition. When I was the first year I was in college, so that was kind of rough deciding to go back to college or not.
Very traumatic.
Yep.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about any experience with the Law Enforcement Academy up there in Des Moines.
We actually, at the time, we could go through the short course at Hawkeye Tech, being we graduated college that year. So I never went to the academy for certification. We did a 5-week academy plus a week of EMT, first responder. So basically a 6-week academy is what I was going to, compared to now they do, I believe it is 16 weeks for law enforcement at the academy.
Okay. It makes sense that things have changed, obviously.
Yes.
Hopefully for the better. Go ahead and talk about your, I hate to say this, but your aim in terms of, you talked about hunting as a young kid. What did you hunt back then? Was it deer? Or was it pheasant, quail?
Really, it was mainly pheasant up in northern Iowa. There was some deer, but Dad was never a big deer hunter. We went out pheasant hunting is my primary. I still enjoy it if we can find a pocket of pheasants.
Yeah. I was going to say, from that experience, though, you knew that you could handle a firearm.
Sure.
You knew how to take care of a firearm, and that's something that some people don't understand, but growing up with that, you felt comfortable enough with that, right?
Yes. Back in those days, you could actually take a firearm and leave it in your vehicle on school grounds.
Right.
You took it into basically show and tell if you had to do a speech or something.
Right.
How to tear down a firearm, clean it, something that's not heard of today.
Correct.
Today's ages.
Yes. Yes, very much so. Talk about getting into the sheriff's position. I mean, at some point in the juncture, you said, I'm going to run for county sheriff of Monroe County. You were a police officer for Albia. Talk about that shift, that change.
Well, there was actually a little bit of a story, because I was police officer for 11 years, moved to assistant chief. A position as a deputy opened up. I went to the sheriff's office for about a little bit over 2 years, I believe it was. And then I was approached by the city council to come back to be the chief. So I went back as chief of police for 2.5 years and then ran for sheriff. I'd gotten a lot of people asking me to run for sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did run and won my first term 20 years ago. So,
interesting terminology. I get a chuckle out of it anytime you talk politics. I was running. I ran. And it's like, okay, there's no running involved. It's just trying out for it. Talk about that process, though, in terms of meeting people, putting those signs out, all that political stuff, though, as a sheriff, you know.
They always expected you to, are you going to come up and just kick doors in, and you know where the drug houses are. We need this done. And that was their main goal, is they expected us to just kick doors in. And it's like, there's a process in law enforcement. You have to build a case, be able to get a search warrant. To do something, we can't just go kick doors in. And it's not allowed.
Right.
As everybody has civil rights, including the criminals.
Right, right.
So we had guidelines that we have to follow.
Interesting to go through that process, though, of going for an office. A lot of different items come into play in terms of people who, I want you to do this, and so on and so forth. And that's not the way it is also. But talk about getting elected. I mean, you are the top of the food chain, so to speak, as sheriff in the county. A lot of people look up to you because of that fact, in terms of your stances on certain things. Talk about how you balance it all out. You mentioned that you've got to get the paperwork, the search warrant, and all that stuff. You've got to follow those rules. They're in place for a reason, right?
Correct. A lot of it is, I've been doing city work for extended period of time. I was a hunter safety instructor, DARE instructor for the school system for many years. And the people always knew that I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to feed you full of hot air. If I tell you I'm going to do something, I'll do it to the best of my ability. If you deserve a break, I gave people breaks, still do to this day. There's a lot of times I felt that talking to somebody was more beneficial than writing a ticket or arresting somebody.
And that comes from your experience. You know, you may have not have done that the first year that you were a sheriff, but over time you got to know those people because you've been in the position for such a long time.
Yes. This goes back to police department days. I can remember stopping a bunch of younger kids, or 18-year-olds, and they're like, how do you know when we have beer in the vehicle? And I'd tell them, I said, you know, you don't do anything different than what we did as kids. When you don't have anything in the vehicle or not doing anything dumb, you don't even pay attention when you meet the squad car. But when you meet the squad car, everybody's head turns and see what we're doing. And it's like, it just tips you off that something's up.
Yep.
So you find a reason to stop you and deal with you because something was up. It wasn't right. Or it wasn't normal.
Right.
And they go, how do you know this? I said, I was young not that long ago.
Good deal. Good deal. I'm talking with Dan Johnson, the Monroe County Sheriff here for our installment of Just Start Talking and What's Up, Albia. And Dan, you know, you have probably served papers to countless people. You probably have been on high-speed chases, things on that nature. What is an instance that you look back and say, man, I was very fortunate. I was lucky. I didn't get hurt. Nobody else got hurt. Talk about a situation where that came into play.
Really, it wasn't. I mean, there's a lot of little situations that you think back that, okay, this could have turned to crap real quick. The biggest one was actually not that long ago. It was August or October of 22. I was involved in a head-on collision south at the county line, and both of us walked away with minor injuries. And that was just split-second deal. It's things like that that you remember more than a lot of stuff. It's not the big things for me that I remember. It's the small things. The helping somebody or dealing with a child, helping an older person is one of the bigger things I remember. There was an occasion where we had an older lady. She'd wake up at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. She thought she heard somebody knocking on door or something. We'd go up there and check it out and talk to her. And then it got to the point where she was just, could you send the officer up? I need to talk to somebody. And he'd get up there, and I was the only one working, and she'd have coffee and cookies sitting there, and we'd sit and talk for an hour, hour and a half, as long as I didn't have a call. And then she'd be good for about a week.
Yeah.
So it's just things like that.
Interesting as well. Very, very nice. Excellent story. So go ahead and talk about an instance that you just shook your head and said this is very tragic, whether it was a OWI, whether it was a attempted murder or murder. talk about, or even a drug raid, talk about something where it was high stakes, not that any of these are lower or higher, but a high stakes activity in which you had that adrenaline rush in terms of not sure how it's going to go down.
There's been a couple. And truthfully, it was more of a tragic. It was a Thanksgiving, I believe it was Thanksgiving, got a call of an unresponsive child, 6 weeks old. And get there, baby was turning blue, doing CPR, waiting for the ambulance to get there, run out to the ambulance, hand the child over, and child ended up passing away, what they determined was SIDS. And like I said, those are that kind of stuff sticks with me more than drug cases. Those are the run-of-the-mill deals. It's the stuff that dealt with kids. I've worked four children's deaths, not counting accidents, and those seem to be the most stressful long-term for myself and my dispatchers.
Yeah, you know, they've got the rest of their life ahead of them, and then it gets cut short. I'm talking with Dan Johnson. He's the Monroe County Sheriff here with us on Just Start Talking and What's Up Albia. And Dan, as you start to wind down your service to our community and our county, you've got to have a great support cast. And talk about the people that are in that law enforcement building. I mean, first of all, you've got a building that is fairly new and updated, and it's nice to have. But you also have people that you have surrounded yourselves with. Talk about those.
Yes, I have 11 jailers, dispatchers that I work with, not always on a daily basis, but a lot of them I will see either when I come in at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then I'll talk to the night shift, work with the day shift people. And then there's times that I go back and talk to the afternoon shift. I have 5 deputies. I don't always see all of them every week, but we have a real good rapport. The 2 office staff, see them on a daily basis during the week. Good staff. Police department, work with them on a daily basis. Usually have a good working relationship with them. There's different times that we have difference of opinion, but it's always been that when we need each other's help, it doesn't make a difference. We're just getting through arguing. We go and help, and we do our job. And
protect then we, and to serve, right?
Yep, we can have a difference of opinion, but still do a job together and not even think about it.
Good deal. So you've done some great community service things. The Sunday deal that was outside here was the emergency management team was there. You've also been involved with Blue Christmas. Talk about those good community service things.
We started doing the Blue Christmas radio show. Oh, I want to say, I know I have a picture that popped up from seven years ago. And it is fun to get it takes a while to get people to come do this. Our staff, it's like they want to be done with work, private. When we're done, we want to go home,
right,
be with our family, and not have to go do something that we're uncomfortable. Myself, I've been behind the radio in my squad car for just shy of 37 years when I end. Anytime we come up here to do the Blue Christmas, those mics scare me to death. Not a public speaker. We we learn how to do public speaking. I did the hunter safety for years, always enjoyed that. Got to teach kids how to safely handle weapons. DARE was one of those deals that I got thrown into that I was not prepared for. We had an officer that went to the DOT that was scheduled to go to DARE training. I walk in on a Friday and I get notified that I go to DARE training on Monday. Did not want to go, was not a fan of public speaking. After 16 years of doing it, I got, after becoming sheriff, it was just a little bit too much. I tried to be at school and do DARE and do what I needed to do.
Right.
One man with only one person on duty. So I got out, I retired from DARE and city took it back over.
Good, good. I'm talking with Dan Johnson, Monroe County Sheriff here, as we get to the end of your service again. What's in the future? What's your plans as we roll into the next phase of your life?
Well, my biggest plan after January 1st is hope that there's one heck of a good snowstorm so I can call the deputy or the sheriff Worth if he's on duty and say, the coffee's nice and warm. Sorry you have bad luck. Truthfully, I hope we don't have any major snowstorms, but that's what I've been telling them. Probably be the grandpa that gets called, hey, I got a sick kid. Can you come watch one of the girls? I have four granddaughters.
Okay, good, good, good.
So, and hopefully I can enjoy that for several months. And I presume I'll probably find a part-time job after the winter's over with.
All right, good deal. I cheat a little bit on you, just so you know. I've got an excellent view out the side these second floor windows, and I see you at the courthouse a lot. And that's something that a lot of people don't know about law enforcement. There's a lot of paperwork that is involved. There's a lot of appointments that you have to keep. Going over to the courthouse, you've got a duty to do for those things. Talk about that.
The sheriff's office does courtroom security. If there's an issue, city will help, but it's our responsibility to do courtroom security. If there's an issue at the courthouse, we respond, pick up court paperwork, just meetings with the Board of Supervisors on Tuesdays, go up and pick up papers from the auditor's office that need that I need to serve, court papers that serve. We have sheriff sales. We moved that from, used to be we did them at the courthouse on the front step, and we moved them out to the new facility when we opened there. Instead of standing on the north side of this courthouse and doing a sheriff sale with nobody there, people kind of looked at us when we were reading this piece of paper, like, what the heck are you doing? And that's just one of the things. We have to read the notices out loud.
Uh-huh.
And that means if you stand in on the courthouse steps or at the law center, you're still supposed to read them out loud.
Okay, good deal, good deal.
So there's a lot of traditions that we have to follow that through the courts that younger officers and deputies don't understand.
Oh, yeah. There's protocol that mm-hmm. you have to follow. Dan Johnson, Monroe County Sheriff, excellent service to the community and to the county, and we appreciate all that you've done. We look forward to another Blue Christmas with you this week. But Dan, thank you so much for being with us here on KIIC for Just Start Talking and What's Up, Albia.
Okay. Can I say one thing?
Sure.
I know this is going to air later, but today is my wife's and I 41st anniversary.
Congratulations.
And I'd just like to shout out to Pat. that she's put up with me for this many years, and there is a place in heaven for her.
Well said. Hey, if you want to watch this all over again, you can do that. Go to our website at www.kiicradio.com. Click that audio vault that's at the top banner, and on the right side, you'll be able to see this podcast and watch it and listen to it all over again. I'm Pat Powers for Sheriff Dan Johnson. Thank you for watching here on KIIC.
Life will deliver a shot that will shiver him, driving him down to his knees, make him start giving, living, living again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into believing every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your you don't have the time, so you move away fast, but you know it won't last, cause you can't get it off of your mind. Thoughts are burning, turning, they're turning around. How do you know when to stay or to go, and how do you know when it's real? You don't need a sign to make up your mind, you got your heart at the wheel. You wanna start sharing, caring, caring again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you.
Happy holidays from the West Ashland Insurance Team, located on the northwest corner of the Albia Square.
Happy holidays!
I can't work late, although I need the money. Gotta get home to my loving honey. She'll be there waiting, waiting impatiently. Love is on a roll, love is on a good roll. Usually I meet with the boys on Friday. Only this morning she said, this is my day. The look she gave me sent a shiver down into my soul. Love is on a roll.